Most Superior Day's delegates shun the suit and tie or business attire in favor of sweaters and even a few plaid shirts. The idea is to let legislators know they're here on their own time, not hired guns who act as mouthpieces for corporations. Bayfield Mayor Larry McDonald wants the state to let his Lake Superior town receive an exemption so it can charge a 0.5% tourism tax to help pay for essential city services. That would raise about $50,000 a year from the seasonal visitors.
We're a community of approximately 600 that functions as a community of several thousand because of the impact of tourism. And it certainly is the predominant industry.
Right now, only Wisconsin Dells and Lake Delton use that tax, and Eagle River has the authority to tax food and beverage, lodging, and gift shops. McDonald hopes Superior Days will make it happen for Bayfield. Superior Days has long become a diverse group from several far northern communities, and that's fine with coordinator Jeff Wendorf with UW Extension. He says the more people, the more power.
It will be successful regardless what happens while we're there. We've come together as a community and as a region. We've identified common goals. We've developed strategies on how to work on them to resolve them. There are so many successful components to this that it can't fail.
The region is also united in trying to get a state-funded technology zone. The group's hallmark wild game dinner and dance is set for Wednesday evening. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.